Log Talk Radio.
Good morning, Cannabis Kid.
Good morning, Elstar. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little frazzled. I couldn't find my keys this morning. In the parking lot.
Hopefully it's not one of those mornings.
And even if it is, we got this.
Got
woo!
It.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Woo-hoo! We had a girl show last week.
I heard. I called in. I wanted to make sure that the place still safe and hadn't been taken over completely.
Well, I'm not sure about that. It's still not safe at all in any way. Did it work? Got a delay. All right. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast of all things medical cannabis. Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid.
All right. Host today's show. We're going to have interviews.
Strain reviews.
Product reviews.
News and information.
About anything.
And everything medical cannabis related to Tucson, Arizona, and the world
at large. What a world it is. We hope it's peaceful out there for people today.
Yeah.
On hump day. Happy hump day. Let's make it over that hump to Friday.
Yeah.
Big plans for the weekend?
Well, the street fair's open.
That's right. Huge.
Yeah.
Let's get out there. Go buy some goodies from your local artist.
Yeah.
Support your local artist. And if you want to support your local radio show host, call 646-915-8421. You can email tctucson@gmail.com if you want to ask questions or if you want to just make a bold statement, you know, tell a favorite color. Tell
them in on Facebook.
Happy spring,
yeah.
Everybody. Happy spring. Facebook us,
yeah.
Whatever it is.
Lots of good information on our Facebook these days. She's been updating the Facebook page quite thoroughly and with good information, so...
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work. We would like to thank Tumbleweed Sales Center for hosting our show this morning. Thank you, Tumbleweeds, along with certification.
They have classes, lectures, demonstrations, medication, and all things educational related to medical cannabis. You can visit their website at www.tumbleweedsgalthcenter.com.
Holy cow, he spelled it all out. I think that's the first time in an entire year that anyone's ever done that.
I'm just making sure that it's spelled it right.
Yeah.
So tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Send in, check out their website.
It's a good one. Updated weekly with news and information. So the stories that we read here, the news and stuff, you can catch those online if you miss them here. But there are a lot of great sites out there that Waco is a great place to visit in Texas. You check out Facebook, our Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/THCAZ.
Yes.
That's how you get to it. Like if you want to put somewhere for your friends to click on and like, you can stick it in your email. But Cannabis has some really great, he's been like spamming me daily with all this great news information, these great websites and basic places to get up-to-date cannabis information, right?
Yeah, I've been using Facebook for mostly information these days. They're making it really easy for a lot of websites to get on there. So if Facebook is your main way of communicating, reading kind of your one-stop shop, it's nice. It pulls information from different sites. This is the really top information that's coming out. So it's definitely something to check out. And we are on there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure the Growers House are on Facebook. I'm sure they have a Facebook page.
They, and Growers House, AZ Testing.
And MJ Survival.
And MJ Survival Guide is on there, too.
So if you live in Tucson, even if you don't, you want to start growing, or you have been growing for a million years, you know, back in the day, you're a master grower now, you don't need education. Either way, go visit the Grower House. They've got some amazing specials right now on hydroponic equipment, and it's a father and son team, Nate and Paul.
Paul
and Nate. Go down and talk to the guys. Education, they are so super smart, friendly, and they're going to give you the best deal anywhere. They'll price match. They have classes, too. They've got one-on-one help with grow rooms. Oh, and a price match guarantee. Look at that. And when you're done growing, take your med to AZ Med Testing, because they offer medical marijuana testing in Arizona to ensure medicine is safe and effective in treating its patients. Through scientific methodology, they extract the cannabinoid percentages from the medicine and provide analytical reporting for each cannabinoid characteristic. So if you go down to Tumbleweeds, if you're a patient and you want to go down during education hours, or even if you're going to get certified, you can ask to see one of the AZ MedTest analytical reports, and they can show you what they look like with THC and CBD and CBN levels, and they test for, oh, you know, alien matter study. They do a little cannabinoid survey, find out how your little cannabinoids are doing today, if they're happy and healthy, if they're, you know, too tired, just poison us. So, on with our show. I think today
we're going to finish up Mary Jane's Survival Guide.
Are we?
We are finally going to close the book, not, but just until the next one comes out. I mean.
Well, sure, of course. It took a month, but we got through.
We did.
March was.
But we did that lovely
Mary Jane month in March.
One anniversary show, which was really, really nice. All the people that called in.
Yeah.
All of our supporters. It was
Ivan
really nice.
Gave us books. Give us books.
Empathy books.
Sound guys here. It's complete. It's a good thing.
The circle is complete.
The circle is complete. And then this was a Chicks Day. Chicks Week.
Right.
You
ladies did a really good job. It was nice at all.
Yeah, how was Vegas?
It was good. It was good. I got a little sick on Wednesday night and
everything
went down.
Oh.
We didn't come back with any of the money, the winnings that we
made. Oh, no.
No.
We're on show with you when you just won a whole lot of money.
And
Lady Luck's upset now. What?
Tuesday night was exciting.
Yeah.
Saturday night, Saturday was sad.
Oh.
But we had a really good time. The wedding was amazing. And I started better by Friday night, so it was all good.
Good.
So,
well, and that's what you went for with the beautiful.
And it was, it overlooked all of the strip. It set back a couple, like a block. It's called the Pintel.
Wow.
Smoke-free, casino-free.
Wow.
Gay owned and operated.
Oh.
Really beautiful area that looks up to the strip.
Nice.
Just really nice. Good food. Everything else, you can get ginger beer, the non-alcoholic. You want that?
Sure.
So that's what I had.
Lots of options.
Lots of options.
I bet you had some ginger brew after so feeling well here.
So it was a good time, and you girls did an amazing job.
Well,
all the good information, you definitely hit up everything.
You were definitely missed.
Well, I'm glad I got to call in on that day.
Yeah, that was fun. We have a caller now.
Oh,
we could scare them and take them on this morning and see who it is. Let's see if they want to talk. Welcome, caller. You're on air.
Good morning, caller.
Did we scare them?
Hello? You're on air with Adult Star and Cannabis Kid.
Hello? Yeah. Oh, wait. Something here. Hello?
Caller?
Can you hear me now?
All right.
All right.
Maybe we'll back.
We scared him. That's okay. And if you don't want to talk, we'll scare you for a few seconds, and we'll go back to doing our own silly thing.
Just even write in. Or
All right.
Say hi.
Well, let's get MJSurvival.com. Guy number 5, and I know 6 is probably out.
And on its way.
And on its way. If you go to the website, mjsurvival.com, the current issue, they have now 5. But we know, a little bird told us on one of the shows prior when she was on, that 6 is just about done. Okay, so if you go, so you click on the main page, scroll down to the bottom, and they've got all guides. We're at issue 5. Or you can just simply click on volumes, the really beautiful pictures that you see instead of being at the very bottom. So get to your guide, and then our little helpers here. You can page right, page left on this little gray horizontal tab across the bottom. It has an option to print things if you want, which is really nice.
Yes.
And there's a speaker option, and I'm not sure if someone's going to read to us.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
Are they maybe going to tell us a story? I don't know. But you can zoom on through.
I'll practice that tonight.
Maybe that's just for a great sound effect here. Listen.
Oh.
We're turning pages.
Oh.
Is that fun or not?
That is fun.
It's probably annoying to the listeners.
I like stop that.
That guy's like, yeah, super annoying. let's see. How far did the girls? We started in many forms to trying to discuss the patient journal, which this particular guide has a two-page patient journal because the patients like this so much. And it's on pages 14 to 15 of the guide. It says, use the journal below to document the different type strains and meds you try. Keep track of which meds alleviate your symptoms and download more MMJ journals at mjsurvival.com/journal. So for those that tuned in, we are reading a medical marijuana journal that a patient from Arizona created a little while ago. You can get it in paper form, you can get a subscription sent right to your home, or you can read it right online at mjsurvival.com.
Or check them out on Facebook.
Or I'm sure they're on Facebook. You can tweet them or twit them or
do
whatever you fling. I don't know. Do all sorts of stuff. But the patient journals are great. A lot of people, I know when I've seen patients at Tumbleweeds, they oftentimes write down, because there's so many strains to choose from, they write down the strains they get when they come in, and the effects, and if they like it or not, whether or not they want a different one when they come back. It's a really good way to just keep track of what you're doing with your own health and how it's helping you or not. Let's see. I think... we didn't read this one because it was so long, but maybe we should. This is by Jeffrey Kaufman, our wonderful attorney at law friend. It's Marriage and Survival Guide, Confidentiality Myths and How to Keep a Card. So this is a good one, and it sounds to me like we might talk about being in compliance or, you know, keeping in compliance with the laws or something. But we check it out. If you want to zoom in, I'm going to do now, go down to the left-hand side of the journal. Scroll down there a little bit. Okay. So, every week, at least someone seeks my advice because they are worried police agencies, their actual or potential employers, drug test companies, their landlords, and others will be able to determine that they have a, in quotes, medical marijuana card. This is simply false. Get this question at Tumbleweeds all the time. The Arizona Department of Health Services is required by law to keep the identities of card-holding patients, caregivers, dispensary applicants, dispensary agents, and applicants for these authorizations strictly confidential. See Arizona Revised Statute, ARS 36-2010, titled Confidentiality. That is a really good thing to know.
So the only
exceptions
are the DHS employees may notify law enforcement about suspected false or fraudulent information submitted to the department. Generally, as part of the application process, or they discover the apparent criminal violations of the AMMA at any time. Before defining the enforcement, the employee who suspects the false or fraudulent information has been provided or that there has been a criminal violation of the AMMA, must submit the information and the Kaufner
and concern
and confer with his or her supervisor. If both of them agree, the circumstance warrant it will only be notify the law enforcement.
Yeah, so they have to have like suspicion, or they have to think you're impaired of sorts, and then only can they notify the cops. It says there are no statistics available, but I am certain that among other violations of the AMMA, the following, and we're going to turn a page now. How do we get to the next page? Ah! Do I click it? Zoomed in. So see,
yeah,
keep reading.
Zoom back.
Oh, I have to zoom back out again to go to the next page?
Got it.
All right, go ahead. Oh, you do. I apologize. Anyway, So
it could result in the loss of your cannabis privileges and may also result in criminal prosecution. falsely claiming that you have not been convicted of any excluded felony. Any excluded felony is an Arizona felony conviction or any out of conviction for an offense that would be a felony under the Arizona law, unless the entire sentence, including any term of probation, incarceration, and supervised release was completed more than 10 years ago. There is also an exception for an offense that would be immune from prosecution under the AMMA that occurred before the effective date of the AMMA. General prosecution of marijuana in small quantities that may have resulted in a felony conviction. If you fall into that latter category, I suggest speaking with an attorney or with DHS before you apply for your card in order to avoid losing money or being prosecuted or denied a card because you have provided false or inaccurate information on your application. So what they're saying is don't just put it all out there. They'll, you know, if you are honest with your application, then there's not any problems. But they are going to do every single background check that they need to do.
Yeah.
So it's good. DHS is going through all the forms, make sure that the right people are and the right people and patients need these cards.
That's right. And right people are in business doing
right.
as well. A conviction of a violent crime include conviction for committing a criminal act at any time that results or resulted in death or physical injury or any criminal use of deadly weapons or dangerous instruments. See ARS 13-901.03. Violating other provisions of the AMMA may result in the permanent loss of your privileges. These infractions may include but are not limited to transferring marijuana to a non-card-holding patient, caregiver, or dispensary, accepting compensation for marijuana if you are paying, accepting greater compensation than your actual cost of production, that would be caregiving, if you're a caregiver, being a lawful transfer of cannabis, acquiring more marijuana than you are allowed to acquire, which is more than the town every 2 weeks, unless you legally grow your own, possessing more medicine than a caregiver is allowed to possess. Generally, 2.5 ounces per registered patient at a given time. Having more than you are entitled to possess as a growing patient or caregiver, which is 12 plants per patient. Attempting to possess or grow or possessing or growing marijuana without being issued a card that authorizes you to do so. Failing to strictly comply with requirements for growing cannabis in indoor, in closed and locked facility, or in an outside building that is not constructed and maintained in a manner required by rule R9-17-10116, which requires floor space to be surrounded by a solid 10-foot wall constructed of metal, concrete, or stone that prevent any viewing of marijuana plants even from over top of the structure, and a 1-inch metal gate, a felony conviction for driving under the influence of marijuana-related provisions pertaining to issuing recommendations to prospective cardholders. I am certain that DHS will find other reasons to permanently bar violators from program and not also cause criminal prosecution of offenders. Well, you should be compliant.
Wow.
For these reasons, we urge you to avoid speaking with law enforcement except to identify yourself and show them you are if you are not. Please remember to always carry a card. So basically, that's about being, you know, compliant.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a caregiver, you can have 2.5 ounces per patient, okay? You can have 12 plants per patient. If you're a patient who lives outside of 25 miles from your local dispensary, you can grow 12 plants. You can have 2 ounces at any given time. And this is something that I found interesting in what it said. Let's see if I can find this. It said unless you're – it talked about growing, and it said unless unless you legally grow your own, possessing more medicine than a caregiver allowed to possess. That I didn't follow because having more plants than you're entitled to possess as a growing patient or caregiver, 12 plants per patient, Yeah, so if you are legally allowed to grow tall plants, you usually get more than 2.5 ounces off of a plant. So is that what this is saying? Unless you grow your own, like a patient who doesn't grow can have 2.5 ounces every 2 weeks. But this to me sounds kind of like if you grow it, you can have more than that because you plant the paper. That's what this article seems like. Oh, that's not true. Because any lawyer or police officer will probably do differently. That seems a little foggy to me.
Well, it sounds a little like you're complying with everything, all the regulations, and you are 25 miles out. It just sounds. I see what you're saying, the fogginess, but it could go either way, and that's usually how a lot are written. I think they can make it confusing, and there's all these
this gray
and
area.
There's no. I don't know. I have a hard time with them. So.
Well, yesterday there was a meeting with the mayor and the council, and apparently members from the medical marijuana community went down and voiced their opinions about police harassment and police not being educated about the program or being in communication with the MMJ population in Tucson.
Goes back to education and back to the stigma again. If we're going to talk about we need to go offer educational things, educational trainings, all kinds of stuff to the police department. Everyone who's in the law, it obviously isn't understanding it, and go on and in there and say, this is what we need to do. Education, stigma, and all these trainings that need to follow behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
They can see what it's all about.
They should have had the trainings
a long time ago.
Before they put the program
right.
in place.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of kids and no one's perfect.
Right.
Everyone's trying to do this program differently in each state, which is part of the problem.
Right.
However, the harassment doesn't need to be part of
there's
the situation.
There's not a book. You don't get a book when it's all happening.
You shouldn't. Let's write a book. Dear Mr. Mayor. Yeah.
A big binder.
Yeah. It is a bit. Hey. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's a big book. So I guess the citizens were allowed to talk. There was a call to the audience where members of the MMJ community spoke, but I guess the council and the mayor not allowed to say anything back during that time, but I guess there were applause from the audience. I'm not real sure. We're getting some it's just for the council to listen to what. They can't say anything according to the rules. It's just to listen to the citizens. So good for them for going out and talking
yes.
about the community. That's very important to do. And even if they can't say anything, at least, you know, they can hear. Hopefully they were really listening with open ears and open minds. But that's awesome. I applaud them for doing that. That's fantastic.
Good. I think anytime anyone goes out there and they're speaking on the behalf of everyone, it gives me a round of applause. And I think one thing is actually that's the strongest part about going out there is coming out and saying, this is what we're doing. This is how it should be done. These are the things that we should do. So I applaud them.
Yeah, and it's not easy. You know, it's not an easy thing to be an advocate for something that the country has brainwashed other people believing is so bad, you know?
Yeah. So one of the things Mary Jane Survival Guide is offering, that they have to offer, is if you're advertising and if you're in a company, anything kind of like that, they're always looking for people to advertise with. They've got plenty of advertisements about the whole thing.
Yeah, there's all sorts of business and agencies that are cannabis friendly. So let's see. The next article that we have is about Mexico. It's a Mexican study. It says legalization would hurt cartels. By Mary Jane. All right. Let me zoom in here. It says the Mexican think tank. Mexican. It's called the Mexican Competitive Institute, MCI, recently released a study indicating that legalization of marijuana hurt the Mexican cartels severely. This seems like an obvious fact, but not something that is usually brought into discussion about legalization of marijuana. The study, if our neighbors legalize, it's called, assumes that legalization in any state would allow growers to produce marijuana relatively cheaply and create an illicit flow to other states where the drug could be made available at cheaper prices or prices and higher quality than Mexican marijuana smuggled across the international border.
It is estimated that the cartel's income may drop as much as 22 to 30% if states begin to legalize marijuana.
Holy Toledo.
If that happens, the free market could possibly reduce the price of legal cannabis to less than what illicit and worse quality Mexican marijuana costs. Marijuana is currently profitable commodity the Mexican cartels smuggle into the United States. Cocaine ranks as the second most profitable. Some security professionals fear that the U.S. legalization of marijuana for medical and recreational use, the cartels may be resort to violence, produce their own illicit trade. Others believe the cartels reinforce on other illegal and more profitable commodities such as meth and heroin.
Wow, that's scary.
So, other things are going to get worse. So the cocaine and the heroin, I don't...
You know, you just don't know. I mean, I don't know that if the states legalize it, stop them. I mean, who knows what it would do? It's just, I think there was rumor when about a year ago that the cartels visiting some of the places, the clubs around that were dispensing very large quantities of marijuana. There's even a rumor that they went into one and told them to stop. Because they were in their area, their turf, you will. Yeah, kind of gang-like. There you go, cartel.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, that is scary. Yeah. And we just need to legalize it for our own reasons over here.
Right, and worry about other countries. And because isn't that why we have the security down there and everything like that?
Well,
what's going on there?
We hope. It's scary.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something
happy
and light. So, there's actually a recipe in here.
Good. I love recipes.
We could just read this recipe. It's not very long. It's cannabis-infused tea. So, this sounds really good. We were thinking about actually making tea with the stems and stuff when you're done with your harvest there. And you use leaves up.
Dry them out a little bit.
Dry them out. Them up. See what happens. You know, the lifeline of your plants, stems and your...
Definitely have a lot of nutritional...
Well, let's see what this recipe has to say. Cannabis-infused tea. These are great this time of year, especially this one. I love sitting on this hot while sitting around with friends enjoying a cool evening. The tea warms me up and the cannabis takes away my pain. Making this cannabis-infused tea is easy. First, grind up about a gram or so of high-grade marijuana bud. Should come to about 1.5 tablespoons of ground flowers. So there you go. They're using really good bud. So that's a good idea. Place these grinds in a tea ball and set aside. You know, probably those
wooden tea balls.
Yeah,
or now they have
Costco's World Market has them.
They have wooden ones I've seen.
Oh, nice.
They're really nice.
Next, bring 1.5 cups of water to a near rolling boil. Set marijuana in a tea ball in a one quart jar and pour the hot water over the tea ball. Cool. Cover and let it steep overnight.
Okay. This is for a long time.
Yeah. The following day, bring 1.5 cups of fresh water to a rolling boil and add 3 flavored tea bags. I have found that this works best with peppermint or constant comment, as they're both distinct flavors and assist in making the taste of the cannabis. They are also great for the holidays. If you're going to be drinking your tea sweet, now is the time to add either honey or cane sugar, as they will dissolve best in hot liquid.
Very nice. Now combine the cannabis tea from the previous day with the fresh flowered tea. And if you prefer hot, drink immediately. If you prefer iced tea, pour over ice. Add a sprig of mint and a refreshing medical drink that will provide you with some relief as well. So that sounds pretty nice. It's actually, you could have a nice hot day.
Cold night. Mary Jane's got a little tip here. She says, I'm giggling, for my absolute favorite twist on this recipe, mix some iced cannabis tea with lemonade and add a shot of vodka. What you end up with is a John Daly that the legend himself would be proud to drink.
The holiday.
Wow, Mary Jane. John Daly. What that's called?
That's what it says right there. It's a John Daly. Nice. I like it. So obviously this was written during the holidays.
Which is good anytime.
Page 24, if you're at MJSurvival.com, volume 5. Let's see, turn the page here. We've got a... there's an advertisement for Hempwick, and you can actually get some behind Hempwick down at Tumbleweed Telson, a little general store. It's awesome.
I use the...
it's so great.
The Tumbleweeds.
The Beeline product,
and I really enjoy it.
Organic hemp with organic beeswax, and instead of using your lighter, sucking all the butane in through your bowl or whatever you're using, you light your little wick first, and then use that to light your bowl, and don't taste the butane, and you don't get all that
nastiness. It burns a little bit lighter. So
it does burn lighter, yeah.
You don't
kill it.
You don't just... incinerate it.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. So this one, this is a good topic because now there are 7 dispensaries in the state of Arizona, and I'm sure maybe as I speak, I haven't checked weekly, but maybe there are more, a couple more popped out. There were supposed to have been 2 or 3 more by the end of this month, I thought. Oh, rumors. But this is dispensary security and what you need to know about that.
All right. So given the recent events in Washington, California, Colorado, and Arizona, the level of threat and or risk has grown exponentially over the last couple of years. Dispensaries as well as grow facilities have been robbed, sometimes violently and alarming. In Colorado, 16.8% of dispensaries were robbed in 2009. Colorado laws and demographics is similar to Arizona. So if extrapolate from their state, it would mean about 15 of the dispensaries in Arizona will be robbed in the first year to 18 months. It is vitally the dispensaries. Vital that the dispensaries take the security of their facilities seriously, not only to protect their business, but more and importantly, to protect their patients visiting their establishment for medicine.
In many cases, a strong security presence acts as enough deterrent to ward off any potential threats. However, it is essential that security teams be experienced and highly trained. Otherwise, they could do more harm than good, that's for sure. Dispensaries should have a security staff that is held to the Arizona Police Officer Standards and Training Qualifications, AZ Post. All guards should be well-trained, well-equipped, disciplined, and professional. Ideally, a dispensary hire a company can handle all their security needs, including supervision of construction, law enforcement, liaison, equipment purchasing, training, schedules, hiring, employee investigations, and all other tasks associated with keeping patients, employees, and your business assets safe. Internal security also goes along in preventing anything from happening. Employee background checks and strict internal controls over inventory, cash, and crop help dispensaries ensure that all medicine and monies are accounted for and secure. If something ever does go wrong, these controls can help find the responsible party. Is security expensive? Yes, but not as expensive as being robbed and or sued. Initially, dispensaries may be targets, making proper security critical in the beginning. And as our industry grows, the security and safety of patients cannot be overlooked. There's a little QR code here, too, that you, if you have one of those programs on your phone, that you can, you know, those little looking barcodes. You wave it over the barcode right there, and it takes you to a website. We will find out in just a moment. But security, most important. I know we went to Southern Arizona Integrative Therapy, a dispensary here in town, and they've got their security guard out front. Big guy, really big guy. Very nice, but very big guy. Probably very intelligent and very wise to the ways of dispensaries and operations, and hopefully they know all this information, and they've been trained and qualified.
Well, it's nice to have that out there. It definitely probably makes the patients feel safe, you know, walking in, knowing that there's someone out there.
Absolutely. It can also be a little intimidating, wondering why you walk into a place that needs such a person.
Right.
But it's a good thing to have, you know. Always someone there to be a watchful eye and ear is a good thing to have when you're working with an industry that has some challenges with not so many people, I should say that.
Right.
So that's page 26 if you want it. We're going to flip the page here. Remember, there's a little thing at the bottom for you to do so. Some advertisements. Let's see, they even go to list a couple current strains in Phoenix. And then that's it. And then the guide ends there. Those are volumes 1 through 5. We started, look at this, on Bob Marley's birthday.
Written down, I love it.
February 6th. I need to write the last one we're doing now down. A couple shows in between and betwixt. And now we can look forward to volume 6 and our show. Just kidding. We're going to do some news. So you've been sending me some groovy bites.
The other day I was just surfing that I had some friends. I don't know how I got it. But someone came across it and posted it on my Facebook, and I looked at it. It's called Collective Evolution. And it got a lot of great articles on medical cannabis and how to use it and how to work with it, anything from eating it, vaping with it, cooking with it, making teas, tinctures, anything for you if you can. Smoke it.
Yeah, a lot of people can't.
A lot of people can't, but there's a lot of good qualities in it. And articles I just came across with that saying is they have a thing that's called cannabis is key to good health when we eat it versus smoke it. It says, it is no secret that our world is seeing a huge increase in poor health in cancer cases. It should come to no surprise when we look at what we eat daily. The conditions of our environment, the types of care products that we use daily that contain a ton of cancer-causing agents. Mainstream medicine suggests that chemotherapy and radiation are the best means to go about treating cancer. There is a growing body of evidence that suggests there exist much better cures. Cannabinoids may very well be the best disease and cancer fighting treatments out there. If you have heard of Rick Simpson, you have heard of this method of preparing cannabis or hemp in such a way where he is able to extract the oil and the use of extract the oil and use that oil to treat cancer. Rick has been very successful in his work, and his popularity is growing as a result. At the same time, he received a great deal of flack for his method, as posed a serious threat to businesses that is cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That is cancer. Sorry.
What are cannabinoids? Cannabinoids refer to any group of related compounds that include cannabinol, an active constituent of cannabis. They activate cannabinoid receptors in the body. The body produces compounds called endocannabinoids, and they play a role in many processes in the body that help to create a healthy environment. Cannabinoids also play a role in immune system generation and regeneration. The body regenerates best when it's saturated with phytocannabinoids. Cannabinoids can also be found in cannabis. It is important to note that the cannabinoids are plentiful in both hemp and cannabis. The difference between hemp and cannabis is simply that hemp only contains 0.3% THC, while cannabis is 0.4% THC or higher. I think they're both of cannabis sativa. Cannabinoids have been proven to reduce cancer cells as they have a great impact on the rebuilding of the immune system. While not every strain of cannabis has the same effect, More and more patients are seeing success in cancer reduction in a short period of time by using cannabis. Contrary to popular belief, smoking the cannabis does not assist a great deal in treating disease within the body, as therapeutic levels cannot be reached through smoking. Creating oils from the plant or eating the plant is the best way to go about getting the necessary ingredients, which are the cannabinoids. Another aspect of smoking the cannabis that must be looked at is the fact that when the cannabis is heated, burnt, it changes the chemical structure and acidity of the THC, which changes its ability to be therapeutic. Further, anytime you burn something and inhale it, you create oxidase in the body. That oxidase and it's not helpful to the body and can lead to health issues itself.
Cannabinoids can prevent cancer, reduce heart attack 66%, and insulin. And by 60% insulin, dependent diabetes by 58%. Cannabis clinicians, Dr. William Courtney recommends drinking 4 to 8 ounces of raw flower and leaf juice from any hemp plant. Cannabinoids were sativa, indica, ruralis, male, female, hermaphrodite, wild breed, or bred for fiber, seeds, medicinal resin is a vegetable with every dietary essential we need, we can't synthesize. Essential amino acids, essentially fatty acids, essential cannabinoid acids, and hundreds of anti-cancer compounds. It is important to note that we isolate important compounds of cannabis and take them in supplements. We miss out on the biosynergistic compounds that go along with it and are full from the full plant form. This makes it more difficult for our bodies to determine what exactly is it that we're taking. I always thought that.
Interesting. Well, whole plant is always, you know, better to...
Right.
To
what we've been doing all these years is extracting just one compound that we think works, and that's what modern medicine is they just extract that one thing without using
the rest
of it.
Right. And the same,
then,
use all of
and
it.
Then you get all these results of different bad things that have reactions.
There's a video on tumbleweedshealthcenter.com called Leaf. Go to the video section there. You can check it out. It's a Dr. Courtney who talked about taking 48 ounces of raw flower and leaf juice. Any hemp plant made the video. And he said that if you eat it or juice it, your body can assimilate 60 times amount of medicine over that by smoking or vaporizing it. So that's a lot. And, you know, a whole plant is going to be a good thing to hold, not just part of. So, you know, and what I hear people that eat it raw, juice it, say they get this really like internal warm, fuzzy feeling. It's not the, you don't get the psychoactive high because
it's more
you're not
of a body high,
it.
You say. It's,
yeah, it's more just
it makes your body
internally
feel good
feeling. Yeah, just warm, fuzzy.
You should say high because that kind of deters people.
Yeah.
More of just
a good feeling.
Yeah, a warm, fuzzy feeling. Is
overall
good.
Goodness. So there are so many benefits to cannabis as a plant, as a whole plant. I mean, next, what is this, March 20th? So a month and 10 days, Willie and Mike Bowman.
We'll be planting 100 acres.
Yep.
100 acres.
April 30th for Willie's birthday, they're going to go plant hemp in our country. That's awesome. I know. That's amazing.
Here.
Colorado. They do that in Colorado. Trip.
Road trip. Yes.
Yes, it is. It is a hemp legal state, as well as
a legalized cannabis state.
Yeah. Washington and Kentucky just tried to put it on the ballot as well to legalize their hemp production again. Hear
Florida,
that, folks? Again.
Working on it.
We've done it before. Yeah, so cannabis is key to good. And there are a lot of really good websites out there that you can check other than the Facebook stuff. I've got my bookmark here. I'm going to find one so I can tell you.
So I know that hemp is a little early, but the article that we just read also came with a picture. And it looks like a picture from hemp.
Oh.
I wonder if you take a look at this spell.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Oh, it is. That's Ivan's work. He does stuff for Treating Yourself magazine.
So this was out of, it must be from the same source, yeah. From the
those awesome pictures that we grab every week.
Yeah. So I don't know if you want to do that one or we'll leave with that or we can.
Is that a new one? Or is that a
different
one?
I don't know if it's a new one or not. I've seen that one. It looks new to me.
Scroll down and see if there's a story behind it.
It was the story we just read.
That was it? Oh, well, tell them about the pictures then.
So that's what I wanted to know. So the pictures on this is why. And just going along with the same thing that we were just talking about with all the treatments that cancer has out there, the radiation and everything like that. And when they're talking about eating it versus smoking it, they're telling you all the great ways that cannabis can help once it's into the body and, you know, that endocannabinoid system that we all have. And it needs to happen to start getting those other systems up and running to better function, your immune system, your cardiovascular system, and so on. So in this picture, it's showing that they were talking about the radiation treatment, which, I mean, it looks like a really scary thing, and it can be a very scary thing. It makes you sick. I have friends go through it. So in this picture, they're showing, it looks like a big, huge laser beam. The gentleman is sitting in this futuristic chair with IVs and everything hooked up to him. The doctor's got a long, very long needle, and is about to inject it into him. And he's, you know, strapped to his head, and a laser is shooting him right in the chest. And it's biohazard and all this kind of stuff that's going on in there. And then the why not is a doctor in a really nice office with a cannabis bush growing in the back, a vaporizer by her bed, and fresh fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. and a good diet, which is also a great thing to help bodies start recovering. Her it doesn't look like, it just looks like his office, but it looks like a company office. And she's in a yoga pose. And the doctor's dripping tincture on her tongue. And she's got, what's usually the women wear if they've lost their hair.
Mm-hmm.
And so she says she's her patient, and she's receiving tincture for her cancer fighting medicine.
Yep, she looks very at peace and very calm, and she looks like she's trusting her doctor very much.
This guy looks freaked out.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, it looks like experiment. It looks like aliens have come down and taken him away. So, you know, that's a good thing. If you can talk to your doctors, your physicians about it, do so. Some are not able to.
Recommendations for other doctors. Who are other people seeing?
Cannabis friendly.
Naturopath doctors are another great source of information.
Yeah.
Eastern medicine and the way practices and things like that, and to earth and natural things, is I think what we need to get to. I saw an article the other day. It's how far is humans getting away from nature and everything? And everything is so fake. And being in Vegas really kind of, it was a very eye-opening experience. Like, I had never gone with those glasses on before, but I went down there, and it was just such a different experience. Disgusting. It's, you know, it's Sin City. And you saw the scariness. The food, I mean, depending on where you go, I mean, there's not a healthy thing in that city unless you pay a lot of money for it, which, you know, when you go there, if you have the money to, you know, buy on those things. We stayed at a really nice hotel when we left downtown area, but for the wedding, the gross food we got, those slushies, those pina colada slushies out of this big slush machine.
It's too much.
And it was fake pina colada, and you tasted it, and it didn't even taste like it was
gross.
I can't put my finger on it.
Too much.
The artificial flavors, the things that the humans are just eating these days, is so far from what we're supposed to be using.
Yeah.
And it's just changing the culture and the history and making things really bad. People sick.
And that's why the article and Dr. Courtney talks about just the pure, fresh, raw plant. You know, you don't need to add anything to it. Well, if you're going to juice it, you might want to add some, you know, apple juice and a lot of it or something. It's, you know, kind
other,
of
wheatgrass
kind of, you know, hippie flavor taste. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind it, it's okay. But Tech is squinting his face like, no, don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fruit. drink or
VA
vegetable.
It.
Or
you
VA.
Know, make fruit juice.
A very
VA
herbally VA.
Yeah, get it. Get the bowl. Grind it up. Go away. All right. Normal.org is a great organization. They are for the reform medical or for marijuana legalization. They were just talking about Oregon and Nevada actually getting some laws. They've always had rules or kind of generals about accepting marijuana use. Now they're actually talking about in Nevada they want to have dispensaries there, which made me want to know a little bit about your experience using medical cannabis in Nevada, and because they're, what are their rules and laws? You checked that out before you went?
I looked into the reciprocity, and there was dispensaries saying, I went to WeApps, and I found a dispensary there.
Okay.
And
what are they reciprocal states?
It said they were accepting out-of-state cards. So I figured, I'd look at that, and it, I didn't want to take my medicine across. I knew that I needed
Smart.
It when I got there.
Yeah,
and, it probably wasn't a legit place, but he delivered it. And he said, if I told him I was an out-of-state patient and told me to send him my information. So I looked at that and went through that way. And everything worked out. He called back, said everything checks out. I don't know what he did, but
maybe he checked the database. Who knows?
So he called me back and said, what's your name, your number, and, have I used before? And I said, yes, I'm in Tucson. So it all worked out and got my medicine there, and it was good. Then.
Well, and now they're working on setting up dispensaries so that you don't have to look online or anywhere else.
Right.
Well, you know, look on ReadMed still. Can I ask a personal question?
Yeah.
How much did you donate for this medicine, or what were the terms they used?
The donation was
it was a donation. Okay.
$90 for
how many grams?
A quarter.
Quarter. So yeah. 7 grams.
Mm-hmm.
$90.
And he even gave threw in five. I didn't have anything to roll or anything to use it with, and I didn't want to go out and look for that. So he actually brought some rolling papers for me and threw in another half gram. So it was really nice. Met me in the lobby.
Quality?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Mhm. It's good.
Did you get to pick indica sativa, or did he just bring some?
No, I got to pick. I told him I wanted a hybrid because it worked for me during the day.
Okay.
Which was nice. It was peach. Oh, man. I'm not going to remember right now. It was peach something. Nice guy. Said he had been, they opened, I guess, in November of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just waiting on laws to go. They're in the kind of gray zone where we were.
Probably waiting for dispensaries to open.
There was a couple places, but they were further away from the strip.
Oh.
And I didn't have a...
So there were actual buildings you could go
there
to?
Was built, there were other ones that were really interesting to me. They had a whole facility. You walk in. Very clean. I'm trying to think. Sterile.
Huh.
Is the word that I'm looking for. They had pictures online and stuff that you could see.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't get away. I mean, it was on the outskirts of town. In some of the suburbs and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's definitely a town that you definitely see they're trying to change things.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. I think, I didn't see any farmers markets or things like that.
Yeah.
Of course, you're on the strip. Who comes there for farmers market if you're on the strip?
So, you never know.
Yeah. So that's when many people. You're just involved with the strip while you're down there, so you don't really get to see much.
Hmm.
But
bet they'll put a dispensary on the strip.
Oh, yeah.
Home.
And they'll probably be the coolest one. Hopefully, you get the smoking thing. You could go in there and, it's a nice little cafe. It'll probably even be a 420 friendly hotel.
Who knows?
Hopefully not.
Yeah, who knows? Well, yeah.
No.
What happens in Vegas?
What happens in Vegas? And it's not, it can't be any worse. I mean,
Well, well, how about we read a little empathy?
To be a patient.
Oh, my God.
Am I giving out too many yes?
You are. Way too many. I think, oh, you know what? I think we read this.
Yeah, we did that.
But it's a good one.
It is a good one.
We should
kind
do it again.
Kind of perfect
it
right
is.
Now. It is.
We're
going
to... So, Empathy is our favorite book here. Ivan is our new favorite friend. Food for Thought is an attempt to show at a glance the illogical distinction between what is socially and legally accepted why and what is forbidden the why not. Scientists and doctors are making wonderful discoveries about how cannabis exerts its beneficial effects. We need to publicize their findings in an unbiased way to the widest possible audience. We need to stop the obstruction of research and the criminalization of a useful plant. So, yeah, we talked about the whole plant, and I believe we did this, but we'll read it again because it's just awesome information.
So on this side, the why, we've got doctors looking in a big warehouse, lots and lots of cannabis plants, and they are extracting just that one thing that they know helps out. And so the Sativax, the Marinol, and Sesamint, I know this one, this little medication, the one on the end.
Oh, Sesamet?
That one I haven't heard of. And so these doctors just extracting what they need, the compounds that will make these synthetic drugs that they're going to sell to people. So the synthetic cannabis. If cannabis has no medical value, why are pharmaceutical companies copying and tweaking its active ingredients to make drugs that they can? It just makes me sick. It's just like if we.
You're going
somewhere. Brand name Marinol.
Yeah.
And Nebanol, the brand name for Sesamint. Are synthetic versions of the Delta-9 THC, the main psychoactive ingredient in cannabis. Both drugs are FDA-approved and available by prescription in the United States and internationally. Until the patent expires and cheaper generics become available. The average American prescription costs $678 for 1 month's supply of 10 meg pills. Nebulin, made by Eli Lilly, costs about $400 a bottle for 21 meg capsules. The average dose is 2 megs a day. This averages out to a bottle every 10 days for a yearly cost of $14,600. GW Pharmaceuticals makes Sativax by liquefying and blending cannabis plants known composition, the THC-dominant, 1-CBD-dominant, to produce a synthetic tincture. According to National Health Services of the United Kingdom, the price of Sativax is $125 per 10 mil vial, which for a topical patient approximately is it pounds in United Kingdom per day. This amounts to 4,015, or in the United States 6,055 per year. So,
well,
just showing you that
get
it's
some
a lot more
to pay for this.
Yeah,
health insurance. Canada insurance. And on the flip side, why not? Got a couple of patients in their garden. One guy's in a wheelchair with one leg, happy as can be. The other lady's standing there. It looks like some needles. She's got a cane. But they're pruning and watering their plants in a beautiful outdoor garden with their 10-foot fence. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know it's locked. So it says, why not the whole plant and its derivatives? Unlike Marinol and Sesamint, which are single-molecule medicines, the cannabis plant contains numerous helpful ingredients. In addition to cannabinoids, the plant produces flavonoids, the main constituents of plant pigments, and aromatic terpenoids, the main constituents of essential oils, that contribute to its healing effects effects both cumulatively and synergistically. So using the whole plant together really makes a big difference. Sativex provides the full complement of helpful ingredients, but patients must pay dearly for a manufacturer of a precisely standardized product. Growing your own plant can be much more economical and rewarding. Depending on your abilities and access to a garden, a seed or a clone that typically costs $10 to $15 can produce anywhere from 50 grams to 1 kilogram of dried flowers. A medical marijuana user's typical dose is 1 gram per day, so that's approximately 1 ounce a month. A single plant can produce enough medicine for a year, which is why the pharmaceutical industry is opposed to legalizing cultivation, which is probably why we have our grow rule here, if you're within the 25 months. But yeah, using the whole plant is obviously always a more beneficial way to get your medicine.
The hemp plant too, if you want to go and use part of the hemp plant, some of the cannabinoids, not the psychoactive parts, but some of the other parts are in that plant as well.
Yeah, I like their explanation of the difference between hemp and cannabis. Hemp has 0.3% THC or less, and cannabis as a medicine has 0.4 THC or more,
right.
Which is very low, but that's what they, that's, I wonder, that's a government.
Well, it's always, I thought it was something, cannabis is started off very, all kind of equal levels of all the different cannabinoids. And then everyone just started really concentrating on the THC part of it and started breeding the THC to higher levels would go up. Is that, am I mistaken on that?
No, they
breed it. Is that how it was?
They make it so that, well, some people want to have THC now. They're trying to extract CBD, CBN,
right.
Different.
And getting the
higher
CBD.
Cannabinoids that are in there as well. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. That was a quick show. It's over. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, a lot of information, jam-packed. Next week's Facebook birthday, so maybe
what?
We'll just have a wild and fun crazy show. Huh?
Where is she going to be?
Well, I'll have her on her birthday.
She wouldn't have it any other way.
That was some treats for her birthday.
You hear that?
That's next week, next Wednesday.
That'll be fun.
We want to thank Growers House and AZ Med Testing and Mary Jane Survival Guide for letting us read their story and share their information these last couple of months. It's taken that long to get through the guides. We're excited for number 6. And if you go down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 531 East Broadway Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona, 85711, you can pick those guides up yourself. They are free. Come get some information. Come get certified, $90 certification.
We're up for an education or training.
Match any price. They have classes. They've got an incredible new teacher down there at Tumbleweeds. Our nurse is feeling wonderful. She's back.
Nurse Mary.
Health chats every Friday.
I haven't got to see her.
Yeah, come hug nurse.
Come hug
nurse. So thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes. Did you get anyone send in their answers to the questions?
Oh, yes. We had a patient come in and gather up some free rolls, some free medical joints. Yeah, it was really So we will get to a trivia question in the next week or two. You have another opportunity to come down. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. Again, Growers House, AZ Testing, Mary Jane Survival Guide. Thank you to the patients of Arizona for speaking your voice, not only at this last meeting that was held yesterday, but always to get this medical program enacted and to get it pushed forward in a way that's healthy and safe for everybody. We are going to leave you with a very fun political song that I love and wake up mostly. Annoy me with, but I love this. Remember, you can check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com for news information, the latest menu, calendar of events. The radio show is right there. Got a Facebook page. If you go to the Like Us page, you can tweet and do all sorts of fun things there. So before we head out, remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right. Woo-hoo.
Puff, 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 puff. 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking, about to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks, Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Seville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos, I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs will be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peep game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed, these special